Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley and you're very welcome to another edition of Hours to Protect, our weekly journey towards creating a greener and more sustainable future and present. And before I introduce you to this week's guest, have a listen to this. Now that is a sound which hasn't been heard in this country for over 150 years. But this summer, all that might be about to change. You might have read recently of the National Parks and Wildlife Service plan to reintroduce the magnificent bird of prey, the osprey, to our shores this summer, which of course would be quite wonderful if successful, not least because it would help bring balance to our environment and ecosystem. I'm delighted to be joined this week now by Dr. Philip Buckley from the NPWS, one of the co-leaders in this project. Dr. Buckley, thank you for joining us this week. Before we talk about how you're planning on reintroducing the osprey, can you take us back to when they became extinct in the first place and as to why that might have happened?
The osprey went extinct as a breeding bird anyway in Ireland maybe 200 years ago. Now obviously that is a considerable time ago and the documentary and written evidence of why they went extinct isn't absolute. So in all likelihood the main reason was because of persecution and hunting by man. I mean at that time, not just in Ireland, but throughout the British Isles, throughout Europe, birds of prey, anything with talons and a hooked bill, I mean, they were looked upon as being vermin and being bad. So largely in general, birds of prey, including the osprey in throughout Europe, they would have been subject to persecution by man.
So this year, up to 70 chicks are going to be brought to Ireland from Norway as part of plans to re-establish the birds. Can you tell me, how important is this? How significant is this for us?
Well, I think it's a very important project because, I mean, this species was once part of the Irish landscape, part of the functioning ecosystem. So getting them back and restoring them and putting them back as part of the, you know, the Irish avifauna would be a very major achievement. And we've done maybe 2 years of research, a lot of investigation, laying the groundwork and figuring out whether this project could work. So at this stage, we're about to, if you like, we're ready to press the off button. This is the first year of a five-year program. And we'll probably bring in, we hope, up to 12 birds this year and more then over the following years. But this is a wild animal, a wild bird, so we're somewhat at the hands of nature. So it depends on how many chicks they'll get in Norway and how many they'll be able to supply us with. But we hope to bring in 12 this July into Ireland.
And you're not saying exactly where they're going to be, I suppose, is released the right word to use?
Yeah, well, they're collected in Norway as chicks in the nest. They'll only take them from nests where there's more than one young. But they have to obviously catch them before they're ready to fly, otherwise they wouldn't get them in the first place. We will then hold them in holding pens for about maybe around 4 or 5 weeks until the birds are strong enough to make their first flight. So we'll feed them over that period of time and get them up to strength and ready to fly, and then we'll probably feed them for maybe another month after that. I mean, this is a wild bird and it's intended to be, you know, so the less interaction with humans, the better, and we keep that to an absolute minimum. So in the holding pens, they won't see who's feeding them. We won't let them see us. And we don't want people in general coming near the holding pens or whatever. Because, again, we want these birds to be not associate food or not associate anything with humans. So that's why we kind of have to keep the actual exact location confidential, mainly for the welfare of the birds, for the success of the project, and indeed to, you know, respect the landowners who are very kindly facilitating us by allowing us to put these holding pens on their land.
What is the biggest challenge do you see for these birds to actually re-establish themselves here?
Well, I suppose the National Parks and Wildlife Service, we put an awful lot of work into preparing the background for this project, into researching it, both in the history of the bird in Ireland, the types of habitat it needs, the types of food it needs, and then we selected sites, both the general areas and specific sites which would be ideal for this bird. We did an awful lot of research and discussion with colleagues, experts, particularly in Norway, but also in Scotland, England, Northern Ireland, indeed in America. So we have an awful lot of expertise that we could draw on. We know the details of what to do to bring these birds in. So as much as could be done has been done, and I'd say we're confident that end of it is okay. But this is a wild bird. It's going to migrate to Africa. Any migration is difficult and hazardous. So the mortality of ospreys, particularly when they're young, is quite high. You know, a lot of them don't make it back. So in some ways, some things are completely out of our hands, and it'll depend both on their migration, on the weather that happens, and indeed what happens to them on the wintering grounds in Africa. But hopefully, our expectation is that they will, after 2 or 3 years, come back and hopefully begin to nest here in Ireland, and in time set up a viable breeding population here of a species that was, you know, it's a magnificent looking bird. If you're lucky enough to see them, I mean, they really are very, very impressive.
What advice would you have for the general public then? I mean, what can we do if we see one of these birds? I mean, I'm going to assume that they will be tagged. So if we see one, I mean, do we get in touch with the Parks and Wildlife to let you know that we've seen them, or how does all that work?
Absolutely. So the birds we are releasing, they will have colour rings on them. The colour rings can be read through a telescope or a good pair of binoculars if you're lucky enough. We may also put satellite tags on them. We're just investigating the fine detail of what kind of satellite tags we could put on them. So again, once we release the birds this year, hopefully we'll get 12 of them. By natural order of things, they'll head off for Africa around September. This time they will come back. And at that point in time, if the members of the public, they see a bird which I think is an osprey, and they are pretty distinctive, they should report them to the local wildlife ranger or the wildlife service, because we'd be very keen to, you know if these birds are coming back and exactly where they're coming back to. They're about the biggest bird of prey of most birds of prey in Ireland. Obviously, the eagles are bigger, but the osprey is bigger than anything else, including a buzzard, which some people are probably fairly familiar with at this stage.
Well, it would be absolutely wonderful if they would make their home in Ireland again, and I hope that the public will do our part to assist as much as possible. Congratulations to you, Dr. Philip Buckley, and everybody at the NPWS for all the work that you've done in putting this together. I can only imagine how excited you are, how much you're looking forward to this happening and for it to be successful as well. So we wish you the very best of luck. Dr. Philip Buckley, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Very exciting. And we will, of course, be checking in with Dr. Buckley again in a few months to find out how it's all going, hopefully very successfully. And Carol Dooley, thank you for joining me. That is Ours to Protect for this week. And we will continue our weekly journey, creating a more sustainable future, just after 7 next Monday evening. I hope you can join me then. In the meantime, you can find out more about this initiative at OursToProtect.ie and at SunshineRadio.ie too.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.